Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
So let's play some audio, Trey Turner. We also wonder about his status. We still don't know if he's going to play this weekend. But, you know, signs seem to point to him playing game one. Let's listen to Trey yesterday talking about the hamstring, relating it to last year. And I would say, for the most part, good stuff here.
Today I felt like I was moving the best I'd been moving. feel like I'm running normal today and not thinking about it so much, and all those things are good things. So I don't really know percentage-wise what I'm at, but I do think today was the most confident, the smoothest, all those things that I've been since, you know, getting hurt. So I feel good.
And that's the mental side of it. That's a real thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think last time that was a tough thing, was the mental and building that confidence. And you know, I keep saying, I think today was a really good step there, because as you push it more and more and you start to wonder, can I do it, and today I felt like there was less of that. And from the last time, I remember that being, you know, a big factor, and I think the last one was definitely way worse now looking back, and had a bigger hurdle to overcome there. So that's a positive going through it this time. I feel like I'm in a better spot.
Okay, take that as a lot of good stuff. You know, I mean, there's no sense, at least publicly put out there, that he won't be ready for Saturday, October 4th. You know, I mean, I can't.
He'll be ready.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Well,
I
mean, he'll play. The question is, will he be ready to be good, you know?
Yeah, and one of the things he's telling you there is, last year, I think when he's talking about the mental effect, like, he was not cutting it loose. We could all see it. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was batting, but when it was run time, it was like, let's put it this way. He looked like me to Jack Fritz's Jack Fritz in the track race. No, seriously. Like,
I get it, yeah.
He's
normally one trade to the other.
Yeah, he's normally Jack Fritz in the race. Fritz, yeah. Don't cut this audio. I'll never compliment you again. All right? But, like, Trey can freaking fly, but he wasn't last year. And he wasn't even in many ways trying to, because you could tell he was running with hesitancy. You could just see it. And basically what he just told you there is, yeah, that was real. Let's get to Dan in Philadelphia. I want to get to some audio Jaws. He said some pretty interesting stuff about this year's Bucks team. We'll get to that in a moment. Dan in Philly right now. Hi, Dan.
Morning, crew. How are we today?
Doing great, Dan.
Yo, if by chance I win this prize today, is there any way I can get the audio book?
You know what's funny about that, Dan? The publisher told me there was supposed to be one, and I've gotten no answer on, like, well, will there be? I honestly don't think there.
You should
needs
narrate
to be.
It.
Yeah, well, I want you to narrow it.
I was very willing to do so, and I would be happy to do it. But I also think, like, you wouldn't get the pictures. I'll do it if people want it, but the publisher has to say, let's do it. So I don't know, man. It's all messed up.
If I win the prize, can you read the book in a voicemail to me? I'll read along the book.
Come over to your house.
Dan, it'll be like a lullaby going to sleep, all right?
Oh, yeah.
This is outrageous. I'll bet you Bill Belichick has an audio version of his book. I'm just saying.
His girlfriend probably read it.
Oh.
Are you wearing your Phil's uniform next Friday?
Wow.
Good question. We haven't brought that up yet.
Devin.
Yeah.
Wow.
Really good question, Dan.
I don't know. I don't know. I hadn't thought of it. I have an annual
here
list.
Here at the Borgata.
Yeah. Dan, I have an annual list of things, and I can guarantee it's in my list of things to do next week, which is to make a decision. I'm such a dork. I have a whole huge list of annual things, and at the start of each year, I place them in the exact week they should be. So I guarantee
wow,
you next week
that
it
is
says,
a real dorky thing.
It is, James.
That is really how
it's
many
brutal.
Things do you have on your to-do list
the
today?
Well, where, the to-do list today is a lot, but the annual list is probably 300 to 400 things.
Wow!
No, probably wow. probably about 200 things.
Wow!
John, where
yeah,
do you put
200.
Where do you think he puts working out at?
I do. Yeah. Is it on there?
Get McDonald's. No. I think is
of
on there more
not.
These days.
Like the annual
working
list would
out
be
is
things
not
like
on the list.
I mean, like you know, pay taxes. Make sure you pay your taxes.
Oh, that's good. Yeah,
but
you
put pay taxes on this list.
Yeah, well,
are you serious?
Well, make sure by
honest to God, you put pay taxes
yeah, make,
on this list.
Make sure by about March 15th
because you thought maybe you forget.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
But there's
really?
A lot of other there's other stuff that you could forget. Yeah, the uniform thing's interesting. I got to think about
oh,
that.
Wow.
Like, John, I'll give you an example. You know how I knew it was Seltzer's birthday yesterday? I had it on the
it's
list.
On your calendar?
That's
yeah.
good. Yeah. That's
and I put it on
calendar?
And I put it on the day before the birthday.
Okay.
Now, Ava
you know,
also so, by the way, James, Ava looked
normally
out for
you.
She
could just
oh,
have that on
that.
Your calendar on your phone.
Now, I'm like Ray. If it's good enough for Ray, it's good enough for me. Hand, pen, paper, pad, boom. Simple.
Okay.
Or pencil,
okay.
but I'm pencil.
Antiquated.
Yeah. Dan, you've caused
maybe
enough
there's
trouble.
A better way.
Dan, is there a sports point anywhere in here?
There was. I'm a little confused now. It's on my list now. So we all agree that the front of the Eagles schedule is going to be the crux of the schedule this year, right?
Like the, well, the I'll tell you what, man. They're really close to getting through the rough part of the beginning of the season.
Well, that's my point.
I mean, October is a lot easier.
Right, we're 3-0, and yet Philadelphia is complaining about a 3-0 team that is going 3-0 again in the toughest stretch of our schedule so far this year.
Weekend's game against the Rams, the first half deserved to be criticized. It was a mess.
And the Chiefs absolutely, probably aren't as good, and the Cowboys might be horrendous. I mean, the Cowboys'
way,
defense looks like it freaking stinks.
We're 3-0, and I believe when Joel says it takes four games to try to kind of round out your team and see who everybody's going to be, so... I think we're looking up, and I think a lot of the rest of the league is not looking that great. So, you know, I think we're in a good position, and I think as a team, they're playing as a team as opposed to depending on one specific section of the team. So other than the guy who's muffing the kickoff. But yeah. I'm excited about what I'm seeing, and I think everybody has to calm down and stop nitpicking.
Well, I think look, I think critiquing what's going wrong is reasonable, but I think being excited is should be the prevailing sentiment. I mean, they're 3-0. Right. They almost always win. It's a great era. Like, it's in a lot of great stuff. Dan, give me a day of a week and a title.
One I hope we're in every year, Super Bowl Sunday.
Nah, it's not a title. I can't give you that. I mean, what's it the title of? The day?
I guess the program, sure. Maybe? I don't know.
I mean, come on. Come on. Oh, he's gone? I was going to give him another shot. All right.
Yeah, you insulted his thing.
Like, it's hard.
That's because all he does is insult me. I got Rhea, too much on this list of things to do today, so I'm not even going to go through it.
It really? Is back to front.
Well,
oh,
no,
my God.
Back was yesterday.
This oh.
Was, yeah. It's not
wow.
Worth, it's not worth it. Not worth
what's
it.
The most interesting thing
I know,
on the list?
Yes, good question. I'm like so
you want,
curious
you want the
about
honest
this
answer?
Now.
Yeah.
Sleep after the show.
Oh, my God.
No, sleep is not on the list. I don't need to remind myself to sleep. But I will tell you this. The most important... Is sleep after
yes,
the show.
Yes, I hear you.
You know what I'm saying? All right, let's listen to Jaws. So a couple things here before we play this audio. Jaws told us in August, maybe it was early September, that he thought the Bucs would be the greatest threat to the Eagles this year in the NFC. He had the Bucs as the second-best NFC team, and that's notable considering what Detroit did last year, what Minnesota did last year, what Green Bay did. Actually, I will say, I don't know if this was before or after the Green Bay trade of Parsons. I'm not quite sure. But shortly before the season, he said he thought the Bucs would be really good. He gave us an answer the other day about a 3-0 team, but he seems to view them a little different now based on what he has seen. Let's listen to Jaws in the Bucs, obviously the Eagles' opponent for Sunday.
What are they doing well, and how well is Baker Mayfield playing?
Baker Mayfield's playing phenomenal. Last week, not this week, last week he had the best two-minute drill I've seen in a long, long time to take his team down the field. You know, in less than 2 minutes to win a football game, he was absolutely ridiculously good. And he's playing good right now. But my concern is Todd Bowles. Todd Bowles just seems to have the Eagles' number and Jalen's number as well. So it's one of those games. I don't think the Buccaneers are that good. They're 3-0, but I don't think they've played 3-0 football. Well, you are where your record says you are, as Bill Parcells would say. But I don't think they're that great of a football team. If Mike Evans is out, it's a big plus for the Eagles' secondary.
Yeah.
So, I you know, As of now, I haven't got into my real drill down on the Buccaneers yet, but I don't think, you know, they don't strike fear into my heart right now.
So that was Tuesday, obviously, before he, you know, fully prepared for the game and the matchup. But bottom line is he's telling you, you know, a month ago he had the Bucs the second best team in the conference, and now he's saying, I don't think they're that good. And if you have, and we covered this earlier, the three teams they've played this year are combined 1-8.
Yeah.
Now that you can say, well, they're 1-5 when they don't play the Bucs. So, okay, 1-5 in the other games. But the Bucs have barely beaten two of those teams.
I hate that, this barely beaten stuff.
When
you
compare,
we know how wonky that gets. You can't do that. You can't go down, you know, game by game and compare. You go back to our first game. It's against the Dallas Cowboys. We beat them by 4 points.
Yeah.
It wasn't a convincing win where we overpowered them.
Yeah.
It's a week-to-week proposition in the NFL. I don't like the way we match up against this team when we're healthy. And now we are unhealthy. They are also unhealthy, yeah, which helps our cause.
Well, Mike Evans is an awesome wide receiver. We haven't been matched up against them when healthy. Like last season, the Eagles weren't healthy.
So last year was no A.J.
Devontae or Lane Johnson.
That is a lot.
Yeah.
And A.J. missed the playoff game in 23.
A.J. hasn't, he hasn't played against the Bucs with the Eagles in, I don't know if he's like.
Only the one.
Well, no, they won with them.
The one they won.
In 23.
Yep. So he hasn't played in a loss.
The regular season game that they won, he played.
Yeah.
Well, let's get to the Twitter poll questions of the day, which are brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin's summer clearance event is on. All 2025 leftovers are discounted for immediate sale. Visit ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. First poll question, who wins on Sunday, Eagles or the Bucs? Second poll question, if needed, who should be the Phillies' fourth starter in the playoffs, Walker Buehler or Aaron Nola? Let's all go on the record right now of who we think it will be. So the third poll question is, if needed, who will it be, Buehler or Nola?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
John, who will it be?
Oh, man. I think he might stick with Nola.
You know, the last caller or a couple callers at Ghost Point, Drew's point was interesting. You know, if you feel like you could use Buehler three times in a series. James, how much out of the bullpen did he pitch? Because I know the team was moving him to the bullpen this year. What team was that?
Boston. But he's not. It's not like he's done a ton of bullpen stuff. You know,
by the way, James, let me just be very clear. I strongly wondered when the Phillies got him, or specifically when Boston cut him, if they cut him because he didn't want to move to the bullpen.
That's possible.
Yeah,
we don't know.
You know what I mean, Rhea? Like, when that one happened, I thought...
Wasn't it obvious if we just wanted to be respectful to him? I'm like, what does a team ever care about being... Like, I mean, when
I don't know. No. They do that for agents and stuff.
I know they do
they
it.
Do
it just,
all the time.
But I'm just saying it didn't ring entirely true
for
me.
For me, it did. That he wasn't going to be on their playoff roster. They're a young team trying to make the playoffs. They wanted to do right by him. Like, I think, but I'm not saying it's like right, but that happens in baseball all the time.
Well, yeah, but here's
the time when they're a team to play in the playoffs.
But here's where I'll go with the
National League.
Here's where I'll go with the playoff roster thing. It was like a month and a half ago. You don't know who's going to get injured in that time.
Yeah, that's why I found the timing odd.
I found it weak by him.
No, by
him. Dude, you're getting paid millions of dollars to pay for the Boston Red Sox. You stunk. They determined that they've five pitchers that are better than you for their starting rotation. They want to move you to the bullpen, and
Joe, I'm completely okay with it if he can help the Phillies.
Well, obviously. Anyway, you know. All right, Devin, who do you think it will be if they get to this point, Nola or Buehler?
Buehler.
Rhea?
Buehler.
James?
Nola.
I think it'll be Buehler. Unless
Nola pitches lights out tonight.
Unless there's that escape hatch, as Drew pointed out. Yeah. They could feel that Buehler is more valuable in the bullpen than Nola, and it's more important to use him a couple times in a series than, you know, once for the most part. It's an interesting escape hatch. I just hope this. I hope they make it for the right reason. The wrong reason is Aaron Nola's been a good Philly, so therefore we're giving the ball to Aaron Nola. That's a bad reason.
Aaron Nola has $125 million left. Yeah. That's a bad reason.
That's a bad reason, too. All right, let's get to Mike right now. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, gang. How are you?
Good, buddy.
Doing great, Mike.
Hey, Rhea, just saw your video on Instagram of Joe hobbling back for the hammer.
I did, Joe. I took a video of you.
Well,
yeah. And I got to say, I'm pretty upset with everybody. How has anybody not called Joe Spider from Goodfellas with that thing around his
head? Dude. It's kind of a spider vibe when you move around. You're right.
Spider got done so wrong. First, poor he gets shot, and it. You know, the foot injury. Then he gets shot, and it's his life. That was awful.
Yeah, not great.
Horrible.
Tommy, you know, had a bit of anger
a
management problem.
Yes.
You know?
And he couldn't couldn't take a joke.
Joe doesn't have that unless he's on the tennis court.
That was a righteous gripe.
Was.
Those refs.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry I brought it up.
I still want an investigation. I first held off. Now I do want an investigation. What WIP employee authorized those three people to be the referees?
Oh, my God.
Like, who said they're good? Devin, do you have any idea?
I don't know.
James, do you have any idea?
I don't know.
I mean, who's like, let's go with those three? By the way, it was supposed to be five or six people. Only like half of them showed up. Like, who picked them? James, are they really WIP listeners? Like, are they listening right now, and am I cutting too deep?
Because I don't care. They were horrible. It is what it is.
They were so bad.
They were bad. Call like you see it. I mean, I appreciate you listening, but, I mean, come on.
There was somebody who commented on the post that I sent out that they don't think you're walking properly in the boot.
Oh, really?
Yes, that you're walking with your leg turned out, and it's not good.
Well, I will say this. My left leg does naturally turn out.
Okay. So yeah, they were concerned, actually.
I can try to think to do it, but I just know that is my natural walking style. But I appreciate that.
There you go. See, they were trying to help you.
Thank you. Thank you. And by the way, all jokes aside, that has been a theory of why I maybe get injured so much, that I'm not aligned well, and that could be why the hip and the groin.
Oh, you don't need to go to a doctor to find out that you're not aligned.
You're put together poorly, you know?
Say it again, James.
You're put together poorly. I've said this many times.
Right. It's not a secret to any of us.
So, in second opinion, Joe, I think that's correct.
Yeah. All right, Mike, go ahead, bud.
I think James just called you Mr. Potato Head without even realizing it.
Yeah,
I think
he
called me Humpty Dumpty, but okay.
So I got to say, unfortunately, I'm kind of leaning in Richie's camp with this game this weekend. You know, it's just just the matchups don't really feel very good. You know,
we're not doomed to lose. It's just not a great matchup. They do a great job, and they're at home, and they have a lot of advantages. We're banged up. But they're banged up, too. You know, maybe we can take advantage of that.
It is notable, Mike, not only did the Eagles almost always lose to this squad, they get their butts kicked.
Yeah.
I mean, these have been four of the ugliest games under Sirianni and Hurts.
But that game last year, I mean, we all keep pointing out how many people there are missing.
I agree.
And DeJean was not part of the whole deal yet.
Yeah, that's fair.
So, I mean, I think the Eagles are more talented. The weather is the thing that concerns me.
Yeah.
But, you know, Jalen should have spent... Sorry. I'm thinking Jalen, if I think we know him a little bit, that he spent a lot of time in the offseason trying to figure out Todd Bowles and the Blitz.
Well, I also think it's notable that I sensed that Spagnuolo 2 weeks ago with KC was trying to do a Todd Bowles-like thing. And, you know, it's not like the Eagles' offense totally hummed. Certainly not. But the Eagles did win that game. So, all right, Mike, I need an answer from you, pal. Yep. Day of the week and a title.
Well,
We do it every single Monday after Eagles victory or loss. We Monday morning quarterback.
Yeah, the Peter King column.
I like that. Yeah, Monday
well,
morning
you quarterback. Bailed him out, Seltzer, because he wasn't thinking Peter King at
no,
all.
No, we talked about it off the air when he gave me the answer.
He was really thinking of Peter King.
Yes.
That's impressive. Okay.
Well, Peter was kind of a big deal.
I mean, no,
was,
I know.
But that was the thing.
But you hear it more as a term in America for, like, you know, evaluating and reevaluating. Then
I love that column when he.
Well, I miss him.
Yeah,
that was he was the best guest column. Yeah. That column just it was appointment reading.
Yeah.
Yep.
But I'm also happy for someone when they retire. You know.
Oh, he's very happy.
You know.
Yeah.
He's probably about 70 something, and just step away. And I mean, you know, that's my goal in life. Listen, I have two goals in life. One is to retire. The other, the retirement home.
I just don't get that.
Wait, you what? You're like the only person.
Devin, this drives Amy nuts.
He wants to be
all of us. Just wait. Just
wait on me. Wait on me.
That's so bizarre.
Bring me my food.
So
go spend just 5 minutes at one of those places and then say.
Yeah.
The same
what thing. Kind of retirement community do you think
Devin,
that you're going?
Devin,
to?
Here's all I need in life. All I need.
They're not 5-star.
All
resorts.
I need is a bed, a chair, a nightstand, a television, and a toilet.
Okay,
that's
well, you just listed like a decent
and someone
amount of
to
things.
Caress your hand
and well, someone to feed you.
Well, that's the point. They got to bring me the food. I mean, I'm paying for the retirement home. They got to bring the food.
I will say, my grandpa is in a retirement community, and like he's like so popular. It's like high school again. Like they have tables that they sit at. He has to go to his brunch with his little clique of friends all the time. The ladies love him. So it does sound like a good time, but
well,
I don't know if they hand feed you.
Yeah, it does sound like there are different levels of
different
retirement
levels,
home.
Yes,
there are those that are pretty darn good, and then there are those that are.
Amy doesn't share your desire to go stay in one of those.
Rhea drives her. She despises when I say it. All right, let's listen to Dave Dombrowski. Something he said yesterday, notable about the Phillies' plans for next week, and to a certain extent down the stretch here with the final couple games of the regular season. He was on with Spike, Ike, and Jack, and they asked him about what are the plans to continue to play guys or not down the stretch. Here's what he said.
I think one of the things that comes into play very heavily is unless you have an injury for somebody, it's important for them to continue to play to the end. For the simple fact, we're going to have 5 more days off. Now we'll play an inter-squad game at some point next week and we'll work out. But having the ability to continue to play and see live pitching and run the bases and play at the game speed for us is extremely important at this time. Now, if you have somebody who's hurting, at that point you say, okay, let's just sit back, let that person sit and rest.
Look, I'll go on the record and say this. I'm happy with most of what I heard there. I think it's great to play an inter-squad game next week. I just wish they would play more next week. Mm. They could amend it, but Devin, you were there when Rob Thompson said it's going to be one?
Yeah, he said it before the game yesterday. He said off day Monday, workout Tuesday, inter-squad Wednesday. But he also said they're doing it different.
But keep going. You said and.
And then a workout Thursday.
Right.
I'm not sure if Friday's off day or something else, but.
Like,
well,
why not just keep playing games Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday?
You have to give your body a chance to recover. I mean, you can't just keep driving it, especially prior to the postseason. You want to go in rested and ready.
You want to
go about the teams that are playing? The wild card teams keep playing and keep winning, you know?
I want to be
part of what gives
sharp.
You an advantage is you can be more rested than they can be.
Maybe. We don't know that that's an advantage anymore.
Yeah, we don't
know
that's an advantage.
Well,
yeah,
I can tell you, I think it's an advantage.
I don't. I think it's a disadvantage. Anyway,
better, I mean more disadvantage than advantage.
If you're more rested, it is absolutely more of an advantage.
This isn't football,
If you play,
this is about a fastball.
Well,
it's about a fastball and a curveball.
I don't care.
It's about hitting 98 miles an hour and 86 miles an hour.
Timing and being like not getting out of that.
Anyway, all right.
You
up
have
ahead.
No chance to lose if you have a bye. You have no chance to lose
that.
If you have a bye.
I understand.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam,
So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.